This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Surprises galore.
Hello.
It's showtime again. Another hour of conversation from the DJ Veers. Can I make a verb out of this, Victoria? The DJ Veers. You're always being... You scrutinize the use of my taking nouns and making them into verbs.
Well, if we're DJ Veers, we wouldn't be a verb. We'd be a gerund.
We'd be a gerund.
And we'd need a uniform.
Yes, let's have... What would the uniform... Ladies, you can design... The uniform, what would it consist of? How would you
entertain us? Some form of pajamas, hopefully.
Pajamas.
Something comfortable.
I was thinking glitter, but okay.
You could add a little glitter.
Glittery pajamas, they'd be okay. Hi, Jennifer, let us glitterize. There's another verb. Hello. Is that a... Yeah, that's a verb. To glitterize. That would be... The definition of to glitterize would be to bring glitter into... The world that we are in at the moment, the world that we are in at the moment with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, is conversation. So let us get started with some of the trenders, Jen.
Well, I always like to tell you about some of the crazy things that are happening in the state of California.
Yes.
And got a perfect example of one of the stories that is making national headlines in addition to local headlines. San Francisco has begun to register non-citizens, including undocumented immigrants, so illegal immigrants, to register to vote.
Yay!
What? Everybody says, what? Yeah, this started on Monday, and it's for the November election for the city school board. This is all according to the San Francisco Chronicle, who reports that the move follows the passage of a 2016 ballot measure by San Francisco voters opening school elections to non-citizens who are over the age of 18, city residents, and have children under age 19, according to the publication. So they call it a no-brainer legislation. Essentially, this is the first time that an American city will give illegal immigrants the right to vote in an election for local office. Now, that means that they're not going to be able to vote for what are some of the big races that will be going on in California. They won't be able to vote for governor. In 2018, but they'll be able to vote for school board. How are they going to monitor this? I hate to be a negative Nelly because I like to believe the best in people, but I just have a hard time believing that the poll workers are going to be able to say, okay, you can vote for this race, but not for that race. I don't know how that's going to actually work. I don't know that they do have two ballots.
There's an illegal ballot and here's a legal ballot. That's
there some sort of identification or a card that you get for local? There must be some way that they're...
That's part of the issue.
Something like a voter registration card that's like a restricted one.
As part of the issue with what's going on. Plus, California does not do voter ID. So once you're registered to vote, you're sort of registered to vote. So that's why the other side of this issue, and actually many people in California are kind of going crazy about this because we can't, there's no way for people to distinguish the two. So kind of an interesting one. And as you know, California sometimes leads the way for the rest of the nation, but that's...
I don't think the rest of the nation...
Are you kidding?
I don't know, I do. I know California does lead the nation with a lot of things that are environmental
crazy
and things
stuff.
Like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the rest of the nation's going to catch on to this one. This sounds crazy, and I'm saying that as a New Yorker. Like,
welcome to San Francisco.
Crazy. Yeah. Can't they clean up the poop first before they worry about who gets to vote in a school board election?
Yeah, that was actually what was kind of funny. The mayor who just took office said, "I've never seen this much poop before in my life." You're the mayor.
Right.
I've never heard this much poop before in my life.
About the streets of San Francisco. And, the sad thing is San Francisco is a beautiful place.
Beautiful.
I have no desire to go there right now. When you go stay in a hotel and they hand you a feces map, check please, pass.
Ugh, that
sounds funny, but
story.
I know it's not. It's true.
It's true.
It sounds like it's not a real thing, but it is.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, places to avoid. They say, hey, you avoid this one, avoid that. Yeah.
Well, you get what? Hepatitis A, is it?
Oh, is that? Would that be nice?
Yeah, isn't
not quite the not quite the mug that you want that says my heart belongs in San Francisco.
My poop belongs in San Francisco.
Yeah, what'd you get in San Francisco? Oh, I have A.
I went to San Francisco and all I got was hepatitis A. That's the new T-shirt.
I could make you could make a song out of that. I went to San Francisco.
I left my poop in San Francisco.
I left my poop.
If you can't beat
San
him, join
San Francisco. Right. Yes. All right, some business and money news. Japan and the European Union have signed a trade deal that pretty much gets rid of all the tariffs on products they trade. Listen to this, what has been created out of where a lot of people are talking about, and it's important for people to understand the significance of these the tariffs, the tariff wars or whatever, the trade talks, all of this stuff, even though because we've become a global economy, now these sorts of things affect us, even if they are between Japan and the European Union. This will affect us because of the way we ship things to Japan, what we buy from Japan, what we ship and sell to Europe, and what we buy from them. President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, and the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. Is it Abe or Abe? Abe. Anyway, signed the treaty, the agreement. In Tokyo, Mr. Tusk called the deal the largest bilateral trade deal ever, and I don't argue with that. All the people, all the customers in these two, we're talking probably between all of the Europeans and sort of a half a billion people or more customers. The deal was mostly hashed out in the conversations they've been having over the past year, and the signing had been scheduled before the it was supposed to be earlier this month, but the Prime Minister of Japan canceled his trip because of the weather in Japan. Remember we talked earlier in the week about the landslides, the flooding. A couple of hundred people have been killed so far there. So anyway, these measures don't go into effect right away. The deal eliminates about 99% of all of the tariffs on Japanese goods exported to the EU. You don't think that's going to affect what Chinese? The Chinese are going to have to, somehow or other, in order to sell their stuff, because the Japanese, remember, make a lot of the same things that the Chinese do, only because the Chinese do it cheaper, Japan's sort of been aced out. But without the, this is the way I read it anyway, without the tariffs, it makes it cheaper to buy stuff made in Japan than buy stuff made in China with the current state of tariffs that are on the products from China. Japanese consumers be able to pay less for things like wine and dairy products as well. And Europeans buying cars especially, that's a big deal.
It's a good deal for Japan because, well, I'm just thinking of wine and dairy because who we need wine and dairy.
Do you need anything else?
I know, right? And they don't have don't really have wine and dairy as staples in Japan. And then that's good for the EU, but where does it leave America? Are we completely shut out of that?
Yeah, we are at the moment. We on purpose. These guys are giving us a message, sending the government a message. So let me just fast forward. This is the reason people like, if I can say this modestly, people like listening to this program is because of how we take these issues apart. Yeah, okay, here's the news, here's the story. What does it mean to you? So here's what it means to you. If you go to Japan and you go into the duty-free shop, remember, every airport and every place in the world has a duty-free shop. So you go into the duty-free shop, and they got some of these things here that would otherwise have a tariff on them. Remember, if they take all the tariffs off, then there is no tax at all. Duty-free is supposed to be tax without tax. I'm thinking this is going to affect what Americans who are going through or visiting Japan, what they might buy to bring home, frankly. Because I'm not talking about stuff made in Japan as much as I am stuff made in Europe that may end up in Japan. Does that make any sense?
Not really. So what you mean, this will benefit
Excuse
Americans.
Excuse me, you don't like my explanation?
Well, just needs clarification.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, wait, this means that this is, you're talking about tourists going through Japanese airports.
Yes.
Will be able to buy these European goods without a tax.
Yes. Yes.
But that doesn't... Wrong. Right, but that's such a small number of people.
It's a start.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, does this affect America as a country with our
It's a separate issue. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to say no to that. Of course it does, because the trade stuff, as I said when we get started with this, the world is interlocked. The interlocution of how our trade deals are done affects everything. It's an international trading community. We're selling stuff all over the place, buying stuff all over the place. And the best example of it is perhaps how cars are made, or anything's made but cars, because the stuff that comes into our country, what we use to put cars together and the plants that assemble the cars, comes from a lot of it, frankly, from Japan and Europe. Look at the BMW. We had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about there's a Hyundai plant and there's a BMW plant someplace down in the Carolinas. And they bring in the parts from all over the place. Remember how it was going to affect the price of the car? So if you buy the stuff through Europe, or it becomes some convoluted way of the Japanese buy the stuff. You know, see what I'm saying? The Japanese buy from the Europeans the car parts and then they sell them to America. It's all of that stuff is possible. It's crazy. It's a crazy world of buying and selling. And the tariff thing, I think we've scratched the surface of that. Also in business and money news, the Bank of America has announced that deposits made on mobile devices like your smartphone, your tablets, are outpacing those made at branches. This is the first time this has happened. This is what Victoria does. Customers log into Bank of America's mobile app 1.4 billion times just in the last quarter. So this is a rapid expansion, if you will, or an adoption of mobile banking. Big banks shrink the number of expensive branches they operate. Bank of America has 1,700 fewer branches than it did 10 years ago, 28% fewer than they did 10 years ago. I don't know why anybody does business with Bank of America. Anyway, it is a big bank, but they suck.
Well, I'm in Manhattan, so real estate is obviously at a premium, and any other major city, it's the same way. But banks take up so much space, and every time I look, it doesn't matter what the branch is, whether it's Chase or TD Bank or Bank of America, they're all empty. There's like one or two, there's a bunch of empty cubicles, one or two people working inside. It must just be for show at this point. Because why are
for people
paying
who need loans and to sign documents?
But I mean,
to
have
like
that much space. They don't need that much space.
People want service. My little bank that I have, since I was 8 years old here in Framingham, three branches. There are service people. There are four offices, and in each of the offices, there are four cubicles, and they're filled all the time with people wanting to buy and sell and trade.
That must be a small town thing, because in New York City, it's something that, like, New Yorkers joke about. It's just empty, cavernous spaces that used to be banks.
Here in the suburbs, of D.C., even if you want service, you don't really get it, because, yes, they have the space, but there's only, like, two people working inside.
Exactly.
So you still have to go and wait in line behind all the other people who want service.
Service.
But what I'm saying, though, is not
wait it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going, ladies. You don't do it? Do any of you go see a service person at any bank at any time?
Never.
No. Sometimes only for work, but not for myself, no.
I have this lady that has been my friend since she's about the same age as I am. She takes care of me when I walk in the door, go to her for deposits. We talk about what's going on in town. Very pleasant. 20 after the hour.
Right now at Kohl's, get dorm ready with an extra 15% off. Twin XL bedding sets are just $50.99. Towels, only $7.64. And Jansport backpacks, $35.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash. $10 for every $50 spent. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid July 13th through 22nd with promo code JULYSAVE15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Change after the hour on the Thursday, July 19th version of DJB program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I focusing now on some music news. The Boss's music in the background. Bruce Springsteen has a Broadway show that's been going on. I've tried how many times? Three times to get on the list. The most convoluted mess that you could possibly imagine trying to get tickets for this thing. Netflix may have just saved you from having to get in line or get into that silly queue that they have to wait for the tickets. Because, as a matter of fact, I think if I had bought tickets for this, for the seats that I wanted and the show I wanted, it would cost me a couple of $1,000. The streaming service Netflix announcing that recent Tony winner Springsteen on Broadway is going to come to Netflix. Currently sold out. Tickets may be available on resales. You can buy them on the resale. Those, I don't want to use
like
the word
StubHub
I was thinking about.
And yeah, other places like that.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's the name of them. It doesn't describe what they are.
Yeah, resale. Yeah, everybody knows.
Extortion. No, they're extortion sites.
Okay.
Anyway, Springsteen's, if you are looking for, they put an end to this, so I don't think they're going to stop it. I think they keep making this kind of dough. $1,500 a ticket. Springsteen keep going doing this forever. I would if it was me, anyway.
All right, can I make a true confession?
Yes.
I think Bruce Springsteen is the most overrated person.
Yeah, but he's very, that may be.
That's okay, Jen, I agree.
It's just my opinion. I'm not saying that it should be everybody's. I'm just saying I hear a lot of people go nuts about Bruce Springsteen.
Try being from Jersey.
Ray,
hello.
And how wonderful. And like
Jennifer,
the only,
remember how Roberta...
Yes, I think she's the one that got me to realize how overrated he is. And I used to say, well, the only album I like is Glory Days and Born in the USA. Like, those are the two songs, Dancing in the Dark.
Horrified.
And she's like, those are the pee songs. That's when you go to the
bathroom.
That's
okay, yeah. My uncle and aunt go to visit, go to see him all around the country. They've seen him in so many different states. It's crazy.
I'm not a Springsteen fan either. I like him as a writer and a person, but I'm not. I would never go to a concert because the fans are so annoying. They just yell Bruce for 4 hours.
Yeah.
But this show on Broadway, though, is incredible. I have a lot of friends who actually have seen it. They say it really is amazing. But the fact that Netflix is going to air it, I think the ticket sales are just going to plummet now because people can wait another 4 or 5 months and then you can watch it at home.
Well, yeah, plus he can make as much money. I'm sure they're going to pay him off in a handy way, and he doesn't have to do anything. Maybe that's why it's ending in December. It started in October of 2017, the Walter Kerr Theater on Broadway. It's supposed to be 8 weeks. It's been extended 3 times. Springsteen has done 236 performances of this. So, anyway, it's some good news. I happen to like Bruce Springsteen's music. I have gone to his concert, and I'm with you. I didn't like it. Frankly, it was too long.
Too long.
Yeah, and there weren't enough. There were too many B cuts. I want to listen to the hits. See you later.
Right. That's what I get. Yeah.
All right. Also in the musical world, Destiny's Child member Michelle Williams candidly discussing her mental health. Revealed to her fans she's seeking help from professionals. She tweeted that she has encouraged others with mental health issues to seek help as well. Now she's taking her own advice. She wrote, quote, "I recently listened to the same advice I have given to thousands around the world and sought help from a great team of healthcare professionals." She'd been struggling with depression since she was a teenager. Peaked when Destiny's Child was at the height of their fame. "I didn't know until I was in my 30s what was going on," she said. She thought she was experiencing growing pains. "For years, I was in one of the top-selling female groups of all time, suffering depression. Got really bad to the point I was suicidal. Today, I proudly, happily, and healthily stand here as someone who will continue to always lead by example as I advocate for the betterment of those in need." That's a good positive message. 28 after the hour.
Boxing in between rounds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Boxers need a rest in between rounds. You would too. You actually do too. You've argued with loved ones. You've probably even had disagreements that lasted or lingered longer than you'd have liked. And maybe you even threw around the phrases, "We've been fighting all day," or "We're fighting right now," to someone else to describe your interaction when you're currently not even fighting. So my advice? Give yourself a rest in between rounds. Don't call it fighting when you're not actually interacting. Only define it as arguing, disagreeing, or fighting during the exact moments that your disagreement or argument or fight lasts. And if you do that, you might just be surprised to see that not only does avoiding defining your fights in exaggerated ways help your peace throughout your day, it will also help you lessen the intensity of it all while the actual interaction's occurring. For more on healthy communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he may have misspoke at a news briefing after his summit with Russia's president, but he says he told Vladimir Putin that there cannot be Russian meddling in U.S. affairs, including its elections.
But I let him know we can't have this, we're not going to have it, and that's the way it's going to be.
Trump also saying in a CBS News interview that aired last night he does hold Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling in the 2016 election.
Because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
British police say they've identified the people who used a Soviet-designed nerve agent to try to kill a one-time Russian double agent and his daughter. They say several Russians were involved in that murder attempt. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Half the hour here on the ever-loving DJV program. Welcome in again to the three new stations that have come on board in Florida, all part of the same group. The folks listening to WTAN, which is at 1340 on the AM side, on the FM side, 106.1, 106.1 FM. And let's see, WZHR in Zephyr Hills, Florida. That's it. I've lived down there for a while because I worked in Tampa for about a year and a half, and it was I had a place in Clearwater. I quite liked
any
it.
Any place you haven't lived for about a half or voted multiple times.
I know. About 20 years. I always came back on the weekend because of the children. I had the week when I got divorced when I was 30. The children were and my responsibility happily. I enjoyed coming home every weekend, but that was part of the deal wherever I was, that the folks at the station, Cincinnati, Baltimore,
you must have been a
Florida,
disaster. About 35. Whoa.
Yeah.
And I mean that with love.
Yeah,
but
you
knowing you divorced and on the prowl at their, oh my God.
All right. Keep it to yourself, Jennifer. Here we go.
Right, I want to know more about that.
All right. Yeah, never mind.
Watch
I want to know more.
Lady in Tampa Bay was on
Victoria.
Oh, jeez.
There was only one, actually. Oh, a couple, maybe. All right, Victoria.
Yeah.
What do we have? From the, no rumors about me. What's the, well, maybe you got some rumors. Maybe we should call this rumors in the news.
Well, okay. So there are some rumors attached to this story. This is about Papa John's founder, John Schnatter. He now says it was a mistake for him to resign from the company. He sent a letter to the board saying that he accused them of not doing any investigation and said its decision to remove him as chairman was based on rumor and innuendo. And of course, last week he is the founder of Papa John's. He resigned after he admitted using the N-word on a conference call with a marketing agency. In the letter to the board, he said that the marketing agency wanted to hire Kanye West to represent Papa John's in advertising materials, but that Schnatter wasn't on board with the idea because Kanye uses the N-word in his lyrics. Now, the weird thing is, that sounds like a pretty reasonable explanation
as
to or why he was using the N-word, but that's actually not the context that he used it in. He claimed that the agency asked him if he was racist when he said he didn't want to use Kanye as a spokesperson. And then he used the N-word in describing how KFC's Colonel Sanders used to talk, saying he would never ever use that word, although he had literally just used that word in a sentence. So he also is alleging that the marketing company tried to extort Papa John's by threatening to go public with Schnatter's comments, and he has now hired an attorney to represent him on the board. She has sent a separate letter saying any attempt to remove him from the board without a proper vote will be null and void. He still owns 30% of the company's shares. And, of course, Papa John's has been distancing themselves from him and trying to figure out a way to rebrand themselves. He actually, on Sunday, the board had an emergency meeting on a Sunday and cleared out his office. He literally couldn't even get back into the building on Sunday night. So they're moving ahead aggressively, so we'll see where this goes. I'm sure it will end in a settlement.
Lovely. Lovely. Okay, today, Thursday, is National Dikery Day. Dickery, dikery, doc. The mouse ran up the clock. That's a different kind of dikery. Every year, Dikery Day is celebrated. I don't know by whom. I don't celebrate it. But today is the day if you want to...
Are you talking about daiquiris? Like a daiquiri?
What's a daiquiri?
Daiquiri.
My mother
always
used to call...
My mother used drink.
To. Hello, may
oh
I
God.
Tell you that my mother pronounced it daiquiri.
Okay,
so
well, no one else ever.
Your mother is
that.
One of a
Maybe
kind.
Maybe she was giving you a hidden message.
I
didn't know what you were talking about.
Okay. Really?
But you're okay, not. So I have no idea.
The frozen
a
drink.
A daiquiri.
Right?
Why would it be pronounced that? It's D-A-I-Q-U-I-R-I. Daiquiri. Why don't they spell it D-A-Q and leave the I out?
I don't know.
That would make
Talk
sense.
To the people in Cuba who invented it.
Okay. It was invented by miners. Why? Engineer named Jennings Cox supervised a mine in a village named Daiquiri.
If you worked in a mine, wouldn't you need a drink, too?
Yeah.
I would need
one. I'd want to have the thing stick. I want to have it in my veins as I go down. I'd want to be drunk before I went down. Can you imagine spending, in most cases at that time, 12 hours a day down in a hole, sometimes a mile under the surface. Can you imagine the claustrophobia that must have developed from these people? Oy. Anyway, these people, after they came out of the hole in the ground, went to the bar. They mixed Bacardi, sugar, and lime in a glass of ice named after the mine. The drink became a popular staple in Havana. So it has nothing to do with the drink itself. I always wondered what that meant. All right, ladies, you satisfied with my explanation about daiquiris?
Well, now that we finally know what the heck we're talking about,
Everybody's a critic. All right, speaking of critics, Jennifer, television news, I am going to give you one review. I did watch the first episode of this season's Suits because Meghan Markle, because I've always liked the show when Meghan Markle was on it. I didn't like it necessarily because of Meghan Markle, but she was a good contributor. She added to the cast, and I felt like she was missed a little bit last night. There was reference to her character and to the guy that she married on the program. Patrick Adams.
How are they moving? I've seen the show a handful of times, and how are they doing the show without him? He was such a huge part of the plot.
They brought
being
in
a
Catherine
lawyer without
Heigl.
Actually being a lawyer and going
they
to
brought,
jail and all that stuff.
They brought Catherine Heigl in to be the mixer-upper. She's a toughie, and you can see the conflict was established right away in the first episode between her and the Harvey Specter character played by, Macht.
Gabriel Macht, yeah.
Who's very good in that role. It's a very good show.
Is.
It delivered what it always has, frankly. It was good. I thought.
Are we over Katherine Heigl, though? Like, I feel like, right?
Yes.
Isn't she like 10 years ago?
I think a lot
she
of people
she burned herself
think
out.
I think she tried, though, in this circumstance. Let's see how it plays out. She came across as a different kind of character than I've ever seen her play, frankly. I've never seen her, and I've seen a lot of movies and TV shows that she was in, and I'm with you. I was never really impressed, but she played this role a lot differently than she's played others. So,
well, good for her then.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what's up? And I don't, did you say yesterday that Suits was on? If you did, I didn't hear you.
I can't remember. Yeah. That was so yesterday. I can't really remember what I said 2 minutes ago.
So what do we have today?
What do you
then?
Want from me? All right, well, I will tell you that Dr. Pimple Popper, yes, she has her own show, is going to be new tonight on TLC, and I can only imagine what will make the program. Mm. And if that's not enough for you, it's followed by a brand new episode of My 600-Pound Life on TLC. So you've got the Pimple Popper and the 600 pounds. That starts at 8 o'clock on TLC, which used to be the Learning Channel. I just want to point that out. That's the Learning Circus
now.
Now, not so much. Well, I guess you do learn something. On history, this sounds like our kind of show, ladies. Mountain Men Fully Loaded. That starts at 8 o'clock. Another episode at 9. So you can do two back-to-backs of that. Cash Cab, we love that. That's new tonight at 8, followed by Dougie's favorite show, Family Feud. That's at 9 o'clock. On Freeform, Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. That's brand new at 8 o'clock. And, you know, if you're into football, if sports is more your thing, ESPN, you... is doing the top 25 college football games of 2017. They're focusing on Troy versus LSU. Mamma Mia is airing on E! To get people ready for the brand new movie. And then on the networks, a couple of new things going on. On Fox, they have a brand new episode of The Four, Battle for Stardom. That starts at 8 o'clock. NBC, Trial and Error, brand new tonight at 9, followed by a new episode at 9:30. I knew you guys would like that. ABC, all new tonight with their game shows, Take Two at 8 o'clock, Match Game at 9, and The Gong Show at 10. CBS only has one new program tonight, but that's Big Brother, and that's at 9 o'clock.
All right. Let's get to the sports desk, find out what's going on. I thought this was interesting, the return to prominence of Brent Musburger. Been around for quite a long time. He's now 79. Broadcasters never die. They just keep talking until they can't, as everybody knows. So Musburger now is with the Oakland Raiders, Victoria. What's the deal here?
This for 79, it's kind of impressive. He just signed a 3-year contract with the Oakland Raiders. They're scheduled to move to Vegas by 2020. He's going to be the new radio play-by-play voice, and he currently lives in Vegas. He spent the past year or more as the lead broadcaster of the Vegas Stats and Information Network, and so this is obviously where he's going to be retiring, but it's great that he's got another 3 years of work. He, of course, is one of the most prominent names in sports broadcasting. He spent 17 years with CBS, 27 years with ESPN and ABC, and he's done play-by-play for NFL and college football games. He's done national championship games for ABC and ESPN. So he did officially retire in early 2017 from ABC and ESPN. So this is kind of like his second wind of his career.
Was
so
he the one that got caught with a hooker?
No.
But what happened?
He made a comment about, like, Miss Alabama or something. He said she was being
caught. Yeah,
but
one of these guys got caught with the... They found him having a thing with a woman who was...
I don't think that was Brent Musburger.
Doing something to his back.
I don't think that was Brent Musburger, though.
Okay. All right, let's not spread a false story then. Jennifer,
yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys...
No fake news, that's all I shout. No fake news.
No fake news. All right, most mirror on the wall, what's the most valuable sports franchise of all?
Well, you wouldn't think by their record, although they did better last year, but they are still America's team, and the Dallas Cowboys claim the top spot on Forbes' annual list of the most valuable sports franchises for the third year in a row. They're valued at just, a meager $4.8
billion.
Beating the three most valuable European soccer teams, Manchester United, Real Madrid, and Barcelona. While the soccer teams benefit from global revenue streams, the Cowboys earn most of their fortune right here in the good old US of A, thanks to their money-making stadium, which is AT&T Stadium. According to Forbes, Jerry Jones' team generates $100 million in seat revenue, $150 million in sponsors, while non-football events like concerts make up $1.2 billion for the franchise. Wow. Now, the New England Patriots, Dougie, they're valued at $3.7 billion, were at number six and were the second NFL team to crack the list, as 29 NFL teams made the top 50 cutoff. Only the Cincinnati Bengals, the Detroit Lions, and the Buffalo Bills didn't make the list. The New York Yankees rounded out the top five with a $4 billion value. Two losing New York State sports franchises, the NBA Knicks, were at number seven. The NFL Giants were tied at number eight. They also made the top 10. And the Los Angeles Lakers, after acquiring LeBron James, were tied as the eighth most valuable franchise at $3.3 billion, while the NBA champion Golden State Warriors were at number 10 at a value of $3.1 billion.
These things have shot up. It's amazing. I mean, I understand why Buffalo isn't that significant, but
and Detroit.
When you look at when Robert Kraft bought the Patriots for $300 million about 20 years ago from the Sullivan family, and now it's worth, what did you say, $4.4 billion or something? Well, how much do you say his Patriots worth?
The Patriots are $3.7.
$3.7.
Yeah.
How about that? Would you put, I mean, you put it in terms of your own. Would you put $3 in to get 370 back? That's
right.
That's the same multiple.
I like it.
Good God.
Those does Foxborough host a lot of major concerts? Or is there not really, right?
Nah, not really. No, but they built
so many other venues, probably.
There are a lot. But they built this whole, there's an open-air place not far from there. But they built this whole mall around, and they're building apartments and houses around this franchise. I know a guy who owns a farm next to the Patriots, and they've been trying to buy his farm from him for years. Offered him crazy money, and he hasn't taken it yet. I'm betting it. He's about the same age as I am. Pretty soon he's going to start thinking about taking that dough. Wow. All right, one other sports item. All the social media ragging on Tom Brady because he's out of shape. Who needs to get a life here?
He's in more shape than most people, I would imagine.
Yeah, he is. And but I bring it to your attention quickly because it just is. It's another example. I don't care one way or another about Tom Brady or his wife. It doesn't make any difference to me. But the thing that underscores this, there was a picture of them kissing on the beach the other day. And
yeah, they're on vacation in Costa Rica,
yeah,
I think.
Right. And they there are a lot of local stories here in the Boston area about what they were doing. They're riding on horses and stuff like that. But this whole focus on Brady's body that's not in shape, supposedly.
He's not ripped. You had said that, Doug, a couple of years ago. There
he's not. Remember the naked pictures of him when he was on vacation? Yeah.
He's not a guy who's ever been. He's not a six-pack quarterback.
But he's kind of an endurance guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
To get that pick or that feeling from him?
Yeah.
Anyway, I see this and it kind of, same kind of stuff makes me nauseous. 10 before the hour.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Hey, everyone.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Three after the hour now. Let's progress into Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with continuing focus as technology is being, I think, from what I can see anyway, Victoria, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will because you like to, Amazon Prime.
Well, this story is just for you, Dougie.
I couldn't.
Amazon Prime Day. So you had asked how successful was it, and the numbers are actually out. Now, amongst our DJV gang here, we kind of all felt like the sales were a little lackluster in terms of what was being offered. However, we apparently are in the minority. This was the most successful Amazon Prime Day since they started in 2015. The company says that this is their holiday that they're calling it. They wanted it to rival Black Friday, and for Amazon, it did. This is the biggest shopping event in Amazon's history. It beat out Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and last year's Prime Day. This year, Prime members bought more than 100 million products.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It shows you what promotion can do, Victoria, because that's all it is. It's hype. It's just hype.
Well, the sales, some of the sales were actually pretty heavily discounted, which was great. Yeah. So here are the top products that people bought. Instant Pot, which I already have one. That's the combination of a slow cooker
pot?
And a...
Is that like marijuana? Yeah. Oh.
No. The Instant Pot is it's a combination of a slow cooker.
Might be.
Could be. You know, someday on Amazon it might actually be Instant Pot, the weed's the weed version. But an Instant Pot is you hear a lot about them right now. They're it's a combination of a slow cooker and a pressure cooker. I have one and I use it all the time. They're great. So Instant Pots were the number one thing people bought. Personal water filters, another big thing, because we've also heard a lot in the news about how the drinking water around the country, thanks to the EPA, is really, really dangerous. Chromium 6 is everywhere. So personal water filters are number two, and the 23andMe DNA test, which was heavily discounted. It went from like $3.99 to $99. I actually bought one. Jen said she bought a few for Christmas gifts. So at $99, that was a great price for that test. And laundry detergent, smartphones, pots and pans, light bulbs, and video games were also huge sellers on the international front. And so at Amazon-owned Whole Foods, organic strawberries were their best seller.
Really?
And Amazon said, yep.
How do you buy those online, though? Can you just buy them online, then you go to the store and pick them up?
Well, no. You can. This is sales at Whole Foods. So people went to Whole Foods to specifically get the discount and to buy organic strawberries. And so Amazon said people bought $1 billion of stuff through their third-party sellers, small and medium-sized businesses that also use Amazon. That's great news for small businesses. And Amazon didn't say how much people spent in all, but they had projected $3.4 billion in sales, which is $1 billion more than they made last year. It's probably on target for that, if not more.
I'm going to, whilst we are listening to the information about this new startup, look at the stock value of Amazon, see how it's going up this week. Meanwhile, a new startup called Silent Mode is coming out with technology to help you get a better nap.
The Geek Out.
Naps are good, but they don't always come easy. So now there's some technology to help nap. Silent Mode is a startup with a wraparound mask that comfortably blacks out the light and also places audio near your ears. It connects to an app on your smartphone, and the mask uses passive noise cancellation and, quote, proprietary nap training audio called Breathonics that helps the wearer learn to relax and take a nap. The program uses sonic signals to teach the wearer breathing techniques and audio design to encourage quality napping. It will also waken the user at a predetermined time, so sessions can be set for long flights or tiny power naps. The Silent Mode mask is $150 and can be found at silentmode.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Kind of a surprise. I just went, Victoria, to check out the stock value, the price of Amazon stock, and it's down a bit, like 1.5% or something. But I find that interesting, given all of the promotion. Maybe people just worried that the problem will be there because they give so much stuff away cheaply. Anyway, interesting. Still, it's 1842 is the stock price. All right, Prime Day is now on the back burner. This study with the link between ADHD and digital media use in youngsters is on the front burner.
It is. Teenagers who frequently use digital media are more likely to develop attention deficit hyperactive disorder, according to a new study. In 2014, scientists embarked on a two-year study to discover how much media use affects kids, and now the results are out, and it is not good news.
Danger. Bad, bad. Be careful. Monitor what your children, no matter what their age, are doing with technology. 59 past the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.